I brought up in the first hour the idea of Major League Baseball's shift and the NHL's neutral zone trap, where a defensive system is employed to limit big plays or to limit explosive plays. And that's what the NFL we're seeing, right? We're seeing defenses subscribe to the idea that explosives are bad. And if we just limit your explosives, we like our chances. That brings down scoring. That brings down explosive. What I think we're seeing is some version of, and again, it doesn't line up perfectly, but I mentioned the Bills-Chiefs game during the pandemic where the Bills invited the Chiefs to run.
Yes.
Right? The whole league seems to be doing that. They're giving looks on purpose, inviting the run. It's not, yes, the run is an important part of what's happening, but teams are running into run looks because that's what the defenses want. And, you know, like I said, like the shift in the neutral zone trap, those are dirty words to some degree. I wonder what you feel about that. Like if the NFL looks at this and says like, okay, the offenses are going to have to find an answer because the league is not going to want explosive plays and touchdowns to be down long term, right? I mean, they can maneuver the levers. They can get things the way they want them. And if this is a neutral zone trap level event, it's a big deal.
Wow, I mean, you're getting into some stuff of like what the league kind of wants to do to get it. And you're not wrong. I will tell you, I was on a conference call. I was listening to a conference call. Every year, the NFL has a conference call before the season to go over a lot of different data. And one of the things that stood out to me before this season, Jeremy, was one of the NFL executives was talking about scoring average per game and how a few years ago it got like to a point where it was too high. And then it came down, and now it was kind of like last year a little bit more in line with where they like it. And it just noted that, right? I thought to myself, interesting that the league is saying, hey, we like the scoring at this particular spot, right, where it is. And I think it's kind of right where they like it now through a few games. It might be a little bit lower than they want. So you're right. Maybe at some point they start to change things. But look, this just goes back to something I've talked about for many years. And I remember being on with Schopen the Bulldog, and we had a big discussion about this maybe 10 years ago. And I would say football's just cyclical. It's what happens. It's what happens in this game. It's what happens in this league. You have a response by the offense to everything the defense is doing. And guess what? At some point, the defense is going to say, I'm tired of getting eaten up by 6 yards of carry now. I'm going to put bigger people on the field to stop that. And then offense is going to say, well, then we're going to throw it on you again. And it may take a few years for all of this to happen because let's think about roster building. Let's think about the vision of how you want to construct what you're doing to put those guys on the field. It's not just schematics. That's a big part of it. X's and O's. You have to have the players and the personnel to do it. And you have to have the roster construction to be able to do it. And right now, rosters are constructed exactly like that. At smaller athletic players on defense, which translates to, okay, I'm going to go a little bit bigger on offense. I'm going to use an extra offensive lineman. The Bills did this. The Chiefs ran three tight ends against the Bills in the playoff game last year. The Bills did not. They had no answer because as good as Taron Johnson is, they're playing nickel the whole game. Right? I mean, it's a tough situation to be in, but this is what's happening. It's a chess match, and it's cyclical around the league.
But I wonder, you know, as you say, teams will get tired of getting run on. I wonder how true that is, Sal, because if I'm a defensive coordinator, right, I'm a defensive coach, and yeah, I'm tired of it, but if overall my scores are down, I'm happy. Yeah. I've still done my job. You know, you ran for 150 yards, and I got gashed on the ground. How many points do you have? 21. You know, it's not the days of 35-31. If the league trends lower towards these lower scores, I just think that there's a bit of an accepting from defenses that running the ball yields less. And if I'm just looking to shut the game down, all right, I'm limiting possessions, I'm limiting it all. You could certainly be right about the cycle, but man, if you're just a defensive mind, I think you still like this cycle no matter what, because if I get run on, so be it. You're not going to blow me out running the ball.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think that's the way teams are probably looking at it. Hey, if you only score 17 on me, why do I care if you have 400 yards or, you know, 200 rushing? Right, it doesn't really matter overall. I said this in the offseason. I don't know if you guys remember, we had this big discussion about just some, you know, what was happening with free agency. I think we had a big clue that the league was going this way really in mass, which was the safety position really changed this offseason, right? I mean, teams just, how much dead money was there with the safety position? Remember, everybody's just getting rid of all their safeties and all these high-priced guys. And even at that time, I said, you know what's happening is teams don't need to pay one guy to go be a freak athlete in the middle of the field to shut down these high-powered offenses and go get the ball. They're saying, you know what? We're just going to put two guys out there who are very coachable, understand what to do, keep everything in front of them. They don't have to make wild plays. They just have to – we're going to pay two guys to split the field and say, go do your job. And that's what's happening, which, by the way, that's actually why, like, when Bills fans are a little bit, DeMar Hamlin, yeah. This is DeMar Hamlin's game. Like, this is what he does. DeMar Hamlin is, like, the perfect kind of safety for this. He's not Jordan Poyer or Micah Hyde, especially Micah, to go get a ball that Mac Jones throws, and you're like, oh, my God, how did he intercept that? Like, DeMar Hamlin is, I'm going to put you back there. You're going to keep everything in front of you. You don't have to make plays on the ball all the time. Just make sure that you make tackles, you're physical, and you do exactly what you're coached. And that's exactly what he's doing.
And, you know, as you mentioned, Hamlin, Sal, I've got the chart up. I've got a website. You can make the whole chart, and I'll just boil it down. What I'm getting at is Sean McDermott and his staff deserve a lot of credit, because if you want to talk about being ahead of the curve, this has been their defense the whole time. The league is going to this. The league is going to the Bills, Sean McDermott, limit explosive plays in the passing game offense. It's what they've been doing the whole time.
Yeah, and I'll say, too, and you're right, Jeremy. They've done this because they were one of the first teams to go kind of strictly nickel. Now, it helps when you have Taron Johnson, right? Most teams don't have a Taron Johnson to be able to do that. But really, if you look back since Taron Johnson's time here in Buffalo, teams 5 years ago weren't always going exclusively nickel. The Bills were one of the first teams to do that. Some teams were trending that way. I mean, the Bills had a nickel coach. Remember that? They don't really have one now, but they actually literally had a guy who was dedicated to literally just coaching that one position because it was such a key position and because the Bills felt they could do that. And I'll say on the other side, the Bills have kind of wanted to do what we're talking about on offense under Sean McDermott too, right, for a while, which is, hey, yes, we have Josh Allen, and you need to pass the ball to win and throw the ball. I'm not telling you he wants to be ground and pound. That's not it, and I've always pushed back, and Sean McDermott has said that. But I think he's always wanted a physical element to the Bills' offense that they can turn to when defenses do what they're doing now, and I think that was why they signed Damian Harris last year, but then he got hurt. And I think that's kind of also lending to why the Bills are able to do what they're able to do the first 2 weeks by leaning on the run game a little bit. They've kind of built their roster to have this response.
Yeah, it's funny. I love this conversation. I want to go one step further on it. That said, what would the Bills do if a team did that to them? They would stay in nickel, right? Like, this gets me back to when the Bills drafted Dalton Kincaid, and they said, look, we're going to get teams with a linebacker on him. Like, well, if you were playing against Dalton Kincaid, you wouldn't do that, right? You'd stay in your nickel. And this kind of gets right back to it. I don't disagree, like, what the Bills, their goal, what it is. But if the whole league goes in this direction, I wonder who they can really get out of these looks. Because if the entire league goes to, we're willing to let you run, and especially against a Josh Allen team, I feel like the league is going to tell the Bills, run on us. Please run on us in the game theory of it.
Well, can I add to that, Sal? Because, Jeremy, you mentioned even earlier, like, the numbers on who's running better. Running backs so far through 2 weeks are not actually even running better.
Yeah, Kevin Cole had the numbers that running backs are doing the same as they've done in about 5 years. It's quarterbacks running the ball that have yet led to the bigger yields in the running game.
And Sal, I'll pass this to you too. Like, I wonder, maybe the Bills are one of the teams that could get them out of it a little bit if teams don't think they could stop Josh Allen from running the ball when he scrambles or even on the design runs that he does. And this is a question I was going to ask you anyway. Like, I do wonder how good the Bills are as a rushing offense. If you're going to try to get better looks, I think through 2 weeks, especially the Dolphin game, they had the big run by Cook. They looked like their offensive line was having a little bit of an easy time. I do wonder, though, still, like, on what level is the Bills' ground attack? Is it top 10? Is it middle of the pack? Because so far it looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good, and I would say that the other thing the Bills do quite often, they bring in the extra offensive linemen. They want to make sure that they have a size advantage, right? They've kind of utilized that very well over the last couple of years. They're doing it again this year with Alec Anderson. As far as the response and what teams are going to do, I would go back to, guys, if you remember a few years ago, actually, I think in the playoff game against the Ravens, the Bills went base. They played three linebackers. That was a game where they actually did that against the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs a few years ago because the Ravens had this incredible rushing attack, and the Bills actually took Taron Johnson off the field in that game. They don't do it all the time. I think I remember that same year, as a pandemic year, I think they did the same thing against Seattle, and Seattle was, like, running the ball at them, and they went to their response was, okay, we're going to put a third linebacker. It was, like, halftime they made that adjustment. They're willing to do it. They don't want to do it. Again, last year, the Chiefs, what do you do? The Chiefs put three tight ends in the field, and you're going against Taron Johnson. All right, We're going to take Taron Johnson off. Well, here comes Travis Kelce. We're just going to throw to our tight ends then. I mean, like, that's a tough situation. So I don't know what the response is from other teams. You just have to teams are going to have to pick their poison, and then guys are going to have to make plays. So I do think the Bills' rushing attack is good, but I agree that teams would rather risk letting the Bills do that than letting Josh Allen beat them. Look, the other part of this is I think teams' defenses have also said it's not just about running. It's for every snap I make that offense take, it's one extra time that they can hurt themselves.
Yeah.
So you know what?
Yep.
Instead of them getting on the down the field in two plays, if I make you go six or seven, in one of those you might get a 10-yard penalty, and in one of them you might fumble the ball.
Yep. I love the conversation, Sal. It's super interesting. It's, you know, it's a time in the NFL where this change, you know, we're kind of watching it on a week-to-week basis. All right. What do we miss? Anything? We good?
Yeah, we're good. We have Bills are practicing today at 12:30 p.m. again. First injury report of the week will come out, and then we'll also get the Jags' first injury report.
All right. Sal Capaccio. Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys.
I think the conversation, Joe, is really interesting. And again, like, if the Bills are a great run team, but all of a sudden they start playing closer games, who wins? Like, if all we care about is that they win the game. Win the game, win the game. But, I mean, I'm a defensive coordinator. Think about how when the Bills played the Chiefs in the playoff game, they lost that game. Tyler Bass misses a kick. But what was the Chiefs' point total? It was low. You were able to claim a little bit of a victory. Like, guys, they only scored what? They didn't score 31. They didn't score 35. It used to be, for a long time, I think, that if you got run on, it was talked about like it wasn't manly. Like, you got run over. If a team runs for 200 yards on you, it's embarrassing. You got pushed around. A team passes for 200 yards on you, that's nothing. Like, running the ball requires more things to be perfect. A big, huge play in the run game, more blocks need to be perfect than need to be in a passing game, especially with Josh Allen scrambling and throwing down the field and these mobile quarterbacks. So we have a little bit of a landscape 2 weeks in where I want to be a little bit careful about talking about six, not just of the Bills, any team's success in the run game, because I think these defenses want it. Fine. Mm-hmm. I don't care. What's your yards per carry? I don't care. Whatever your yards per carry was, it's probably lower than your yards per pass if you're a good team.
Mm-hmm.
EPA per play. Right now, you know where the Bills are in EPA per play and passing the ball? First.
Are they really?
First. Where are they in running it? Eighth. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a defense. What should we have them do? Let's have them do the thing they do eighth best, not first best. You're playing Mahomes. What do you want? Let's have him give the ball to Pacheco as much as we can. Can we ask him to? So it's game theory or however you want to say it. It's really interesting. These defenses, the run is working. Yeah, the defenses would say, like, good. Because if the run's working, you're not passing. And passing is where you're going to get your big explosives. And this is something that the Bills have known and used for 7-8 years.
Yeah.
So it's super interesting.
I also wonder, I don't think the Bills season's necessarily gone like this because they got behind against Arizona, right? But all that we're talking about makes me wonder if we're going to have fewer comebacks in the league. I know they'll happen here and there, but doesn't it sound like in theory that if both teams are going to come into the game, both defenses are going to come into the game wanting to make the other team run it, and hey, we'll put our safeties in the parking lot and make sure you can't throw the ball down the field on us, and we get out to a 10-point lead in the second quarter. Now you're doing the thing. Now you can't run it.
Well,
the thing we're inviting you to do, you really can't do it because you're going to bleed the game out.
Maybe. I would say I think you might get more comebacks because more games will be close.
Okay. You're right. You'll get...
Think of the Bills when Josh Allen bursts onto the scene and it's Diggs and Beasley and Brown and Sanders and Davis, they're blowing teams away with explosive plays.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if teams are going to limit those all the time, I'm just trying to stay close. Falcons-Eagles. The Eagles had no business losing that game.
Yeah.
Kick a field goal. Go ahead, kick a field goal. All right, one drive, guys. We kept them close on the road. 7 points, touchdown, see you later. If games are close, you'll get your comebacks. And all an offense wants, you just keep us in range. Would you take, I know you wouldn't really take this, 17 games a year where Josh Allen has the ball with 2 minutes left down four? What's the Bills' record? You'd be like, well, I don't know, 12-5? The goal is for the defense, just don't get me out of this game if I've got a good offense. Just keep me in it. And if you're a defense playing against a good offense, that you're same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, well, we got to limit this thing. We got to keep this thing in as close as we can. 803-0550. Great chat with Sal. Enjoy that.
Stinks for fantasy, too, by the way.
Well,
what the heck?
You know, hey, neutral zone trap, the shift, those things came out of the evolution of the game. The shift was an evolution, and it got to a point where the Major League Baseball said, like, all right, you know what? It's not good for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's undo it.
Yep.
So we're far from that in the NFL. Paul Hamilton on the other side, Sabres camp, is open. We'll see what the update is, if we've got any inclination on Dahlin and how things look, how Lindy ran his first practice with the team in quite a long time, the new version of Lindy Ruff. Paul, next.